live from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Capital One Orange Bowl media tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Christian Catt here with ESPN West Palm, joined alongside Cincinnati Athletic Director John Cunningham. John, what a venue this is. What a couple of days this is, huh?
Yeah, the Big 12 does it right. I mean, anything Brett Yormark does, it's going to be done with a lot of class and high level, a lot of energy. And you felt it last year when we were in Dallas. Obviously, coming out to Vegas is a great step for the Big 12.
Now, before we get to the rest of what I have planned for you, I got to ask you, what question have you been asked the most that you're tired of answering so that I don't ask that question?
Oh, man, it probably has something to do with Cincinnati Skyline Chili.
Okay.
Whether or not we like to eat there. So that's a staple in Cincinnati. So my quick answer is when you get there, you got to try it. Some people love it. Some people don't. I'm kind of on the fence on it. My kids love it. So that's
like Vegemite in Australia.
Very much so.
Polarized. Yeah. Like you either love it and you're from Australia, or it's the most vile thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I'll take your word for it that when I do venture to Cincinnati for the first time, I'll give it a try. And that was my way of trying to shoehorn Skyline Chili in the conversation without. Last year with Cincinnati, first year in the Big 12, what differences have you seen just changing conferences? We're in an age of change in college football on every facet, most notably for this year, changing conferences. What has been different for you?
Yeah, for us, I mean, the transition was really across the board. Brand new coach coming off some really successful teams under Coach Fickell. Coach Satterfield takes over. A lot of transition on the team. And then on top of that, a brand new league and a higher level league. I mean, the Big 12, you know, Brett Yormark was just on stage talking about how the Big 12 is across the board one of the deepest leagues in the country. Just every week is a grind. Every team is good. The coaches in this league are incredible. The programs and brands are great. So for us, getting our feet underneath us, we've seen it all now, and now we got to perform on the field, and I think we will. Got a lot of great players coming back. Entire offensive line coming back from an offensive line that we were fifth in the country in rushing last year. We struggled in the red zone, so we got to get that figured out to score the ball. And then on defense, we got to shore up some things. But really looking forward to seeing it.
A bunch of new teams coming over from the Pac-12, now the Pac-2 into the Big 12. What advice as an athletic director would you give to the brand new teams coming to the Big 12 for their first year in this conference?
Yeah, get ready for great stadiums. Loud atmospheres. UCF is one that is a little bit off of people's radar maybe, but when you go there, the bounce house is real. And when you go to Cincinnati, our stadium is real. Nippert Stadium, one of the oldest in the country. Small, tight, really loud. Nippert at night is well known. You know, West Virginia, same thing. So get ready for some great atmospheres, great fan bases. And get ready for a little bit of weather maybe that you didn't get in the Pac-12. You know, you're playing in Ames, Iowa in November or in Manhattan, Kansas in November. A little bit different than playing on the West Coast. So I would say those two kind of stand out. But you're going to have, great coaches that have been in this thing for a long time that are going to have great schemes. So I think they'll do well. Those are good teams. But they're going to see the best in the Big 12.
I just spoke with head coach for your Bearcats, Satterfield, and I asked him this question. So I'm going to ask the same question to you. What new Big 12 team are you excited to go to their venue? As a college football fan, as a collegiate athletics fan and lifer, where are you excited to head to?
Yeah, I was in the Mountain West Conference. I worked at TCU, and that was when Utah and TCU were both in the Mountain West. So I went to Bryce Eccles at Utah. It was a night game, and it was one of the best atmospheres I've ever seen. So I think that one jumps off the page for me is going to Utah. But to be honest with you, I think all of them. I mean, we go to Colorado this year, and that's the one that our fans really want to go to. We're going to get an extra plane, take a whole bunch of fans up there. And anytime when you're in Cincinnati, anytime you can get down to Arizona late fall, that's not a bad thing either. So. All of our games.
We talked about change in conference. We now have a change in playoff format with now 12 teams being invited to the college football playoff. How does that change expectations and standards on what you consider an extremely successful season? Because being in the college football playoff as a group of five school, that was a historic moment in of itself.
Yeah.
Now expanding it to 12, it's kind of the the weight of making the playoff is lesser, but more teams are included in the playoff. How are standards changed with the expanded playoff from your desk?
It's an interesting question, a really good one. I don't think it changes as much as some people think, because you've always had those huge bowl games, right? Those New Year's Day bowl games that mean so much to people. So those bowl games, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl. So all of those, you know, almost work into the playoffs. So I think that the teams that made it to those big bowl games will be the same teams that make it to the playoff. And so I think at the very highest level of postseason play, it'll be very similar. It'll be a big deal for the fan base. It'll obviously be a big deal for the schools. So I don't think that changes that much. I do think it's very interesting that first round games are going to be at home sites. That will be a completely different scenario. And I'm just excited to sit back and see how that all goes and how that plays out. But I'm a believer in the bowl system. I'm a believer in all bowls. Their ratings are unbelievable. They're off the chart. Watching football, college football around the holidays. So I've had great experiences in every bowl game I've been to. So we're lucky enough to get to a bowl game, no matter what it is. I'm excited.
So we talked about conference changing. We talked about the playoff changing. The trifecta is NIL. New day and age where 15 years ago we are just living in a different world. How is your job different than someone in your position 15 years ago because of NIL?
Yeah, we're bridging a gap between amateur sports and pro sports. And I've said, as I've gone around and talked to people, we have two pro teams on our campus now. We certainly have a pro basketball team. We have pro football players at some level, just to be frank and honest about it. But we've got to adjust and adapt. There's still something really special about college athletics, integrating students with the school experience. It's never been more popular in terms of people watching it, eyeballs on college athletics. It's never been more popular. So we have this really special thing to protect. We're changing lives of young people. We're helping them advance their careers. We're helping them with their athletic ability, obviously, but then beyond that. And so we just have to make sure that we do everything we can to preserve what's great about college sports, but then also be okay with adapting and have that radical acceptance of where we are right now, which is a different time. A lot of money has come in. We got to learn how to distribute that money appropriately, and that's the stage that we're at. We are in this inflection point. We're all going to figure it out together. But even from last year to this year, and then going into next year, it's been very, very difficult.
John Cunningham, Cincinnati Athletic Director here on the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's. Thank you so much.
Of course, great to be with you.